Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas. Now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour. Toll free, it's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. You know, the fact that we now have such an evolving, shifting, changing view on the issue of vaccines. Like, for example, we played yesterday Senator Rand Paul on the program, him confronting the CEO of Moderna on the issue of myocarditis in young men that has been popping up here, there, and everywhere. We hear all of the varied side effects as a result of people being told over and over and over and over and over again, take the jab, take the booster, on and on and on. You know, still you have Dr. Anthony Fauci, you know, trying to cover up the whole idea of the origins of COVID. Even Christopher Wray, you know, has assessed that COVID originated from the lab incident in Wuhan. Here's what he said.
So, as you note, Brett, the FBI has for quite some time now assessed that the origins of the pandemic are most likely a potential lab incident in Wuhan. I should add that that our work related to this continues, and there are not a whole lot of details I can share that aren't classified. I will just make the observation that the Chinese government seems to me has been doing its best to try to thwart and obfuscate the work here, the work that we're doing, the work that our U.S. government and close foreign partners are doing. And that's unfortunate for everybody.
Now, remember, all of these vaccines, they came under the headline of emergency use authorization. Now, I nearly had a fit today when I read this, that the WHO, we should not be funding the WHO. They were nothing but a mouthpiece for the communist Chinese all during COVID, and they covered up for them the entire time, and they bought into the Fauci line on vaccines and everything else in between. You know, and we even have Fauci, in spite of what even Chris Wray is saying, that COVID originated in a lab incident. But Fauci's NIH, remember, gave a grant to the EcoHealth Alliance, and that money was used and donated to the Wuhan Virology Lab, where it was well known that they did coronavirus research and gain-of-function research. Now the WHO tells us today they have revised their COVID vaccine recommendations, and they're suggesting that healthy children and adolescents may not need a shot. A little late, guys, for everybody that did take it. You know, I would have preferred a stronger answer from the Moderna CEO. You know, thank God I didn't listen to these people. You know how much pressure was brought to bear on this show, on my TV show, for me to tell you, all my listening audience, what you should decide to do? I'm not a doctor. I don't know anything about your medical history, current medical condition. I'm not qualified to offer that. The only thing I did advise people, the one thing that really seemed to work, were if you got COVID and you got an infusion of monoclonal antibodies and they had different variations based on different strains, especially, you know, Omicron strains or the original Alpha strain, that was one thing that I said you really need to ask your doctor about, because everybody I know that got monoclonal antibodies did very well with them. I didn't tell you to do it. I just told you about them. Anyway, medical doctor, and he's also the senator from Kansas, Roger Marshall, is with us. He's fighting this insane and power-crazy government we have, allowing funding to be funneled through the COVID pandemic channels when the pandemic, according to Joe Biden, is over. And he's leading the main legislation on the floor of the Senate this week. And today, the Senate's voting for the third time to end the COVID emergency declaration, the very same one that I believe Joe Biden is using for student loan forgiveness. How you make that connection, I don't know. Anyway, Senator Dr. Roger Marshall, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Sean, I'm doing great. And what I remember early on with your show when COVID came out is what Sean Hannity said was, ask your doctor. Over and over, that's what you said. That was your message, and that was my advice then. That's my best advice today. So from the medical profession, thank you.
Well, can I tell you what happened to me? And just, I don't want to make this about me. I'll just very quickly. There were two articles by the New York Times, and I was going to sue them. And I, you know what? I don't have the time or the desire to get deep into the weeds. It takes me away from my job. I'm just too busy. Basically suggesting that if my older relatives listen to Sean Hannity, they'd be dead today. I told people to listen to their doctor. I put people on that might have had different points of view, but they were medical professionals, so that people could make up their own mind, Dr. Marshall.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Sean, once again. And even today, the advice I would give may be a little bit different than what I gave 2 years ago, but that's exactly what I said, is each patient is unique based upon your age, your medical conditions, the pros and cons, the risks and benefits of this vaccine. We all needed to make a decision with our doctor. And, you know, the pericarditis was very real. We knew that very on, the pericarditis is real. Every one of us knows someone, a young person who suffered from that after getting the vaccine. So that was very real. You know, today, I am excited, though, to end this national emergency declaration. We're going to have a vote on it here later this afternoon. Joe Biden has used this emergency declaration for vaccine mandates, for mask mandates, to close our schools. He closed our businesses. And as you said, also to help pay for student loans as well. This was authoritarian power, 3 years in the making. It's time for it to be done. Even last September, Joe Biden on a CBS 60 Minutes interview said the pandemic's over. So why is it still in effect then? So we're going to get this across the finish line. We'll see if the president will sign it.
Well, we'll see. He's the one that declared it. Are you getting any support from any Democrats?
Oh, we will. So you got to realize this is the third time the Senate has voted on it. We passed it over a year ago, the Senate voted in favor of ending this.
What was the vote count?
That one was like 49 to 48, really close. But okay. And then in November, it was like 69 to 37. I'm close, plus or minus.
So if you get that number, it's almost a veto-proof number.
You got it. Yeah, and it didn't get those good of numbers on the House last week. But we'll see if the president will do what he's going to do with this. You know, at the end of the day, Sean, we still have 7 million able-bodied American men between the ages of 25 and 45 that aren't working, that they're still getting. I didn't talk about Medicaid expansion, so they're getting free health care. They're getting food stamps along with their rents being paid, their energy bills are being paid, their student loans being paid. Why would you go to work with Joe Biden's emergency in effect?
I mean, it's such a good point, and I can't believe we're even here. I would like a full-fledged investigation into Dr. Fauci, the NIH, money given to the EcoHealth Alliance, and whether or not that the NIH, Dr. Fauci, knew, because emails from early January of 2020, emails that we got from the NIH in later that year, then we had the Intercept information that came out, 900 pages of information. Do you believe that the NIH knew darn well that this money was going to the Wuhan Virology Lab? And did they not know? Do you believe they knew that American tax dollars would go to coronavirus and gain-of-function research?
Absolutely, Sean. There is a preponderance of evidence that we can present if given the opportunity. We've looked at over 50,000 documents investigating this, and all the evidence points towards funding of this virus, this gain-of-function research. EcoHealth was in bed, was best buddies with Anthony Fauci over about the 17 years before this break, this virus breakout. EcoHealth received over $150 million from 10 different government agencies. And we found that even some of that was being double funded. The same scientist who was one of the early people to get COVID themselves was being double funded from the NIH as well as USAID. So we're getting close to being able to take all that public, and we're checking our facts, making our list, checking it twice as Santa Claus does. So we're getting there. And I know I wish we had the gavel over the Senate side so we could do it more publicly. But we do have a full investigation underway behind the scenes. And I think this everything points to this preponderance of evidence that Anthony Fauci funded viral gain-of-function research via EcoHealth in the Wuhan lab where this virus was made.
You know, I'm glad that people like you and Dr. Rand Paul are out there. You know, the funny thing is the people that we really didn't listen to were the doctors. Now, there were doctors we put on this program that suggested things that I wasn't sure about because I'm not a medical doctor. But I thought, again, as long as I would couch it with, well, ask your own doctor, be intelligent, ask smart questions. You know, if somebody walked into your office as a patient and said, "Doctor, I tested positive for COVID. I've heard people talking about monoclonal antibodies. I've heard talk about hydroxychloroquine, for example. Is there any, now it's Paxlovid, is there anything that you, any treatment therapeutic that you recommend?" Now, if somebody came in and asked you that question, wouldn't you think, wow, this is somebody that's up to speed on what the therapies are for COVID-19, and that would impress you?
You know, absolutely. And being the physician, what I want to do is I want to know your medical history. You know, for instance, some of these medicines, I especially know what your liver function is like. You know, if you drink a lot of alcohol, take a lot of Tylenol, some of the medications outlined might be hard on your liver or your kidney, but it's putting the whole picture together. And, you know, today the monoclonal antibodies probably are not as effective, and we're out there looking for one. The Paxlovid, depending on which strain it is, it may work as well. Look, that's why we went to medical school for 4 years. This is why we did 4 years of residency. I've taken care of literally thousands of pregnant women with a virus. Now, not COVID-19, but a whole list, H1N1, H5N1, herpes, you know, all these other viruses. So you draw upon that knowledge base of taking care of thousands of patients, seeing how viruses react and saying, well, what I know about COVID-19, gosh, this looks like it was made in a laboratory. How in the world does this virus have a special spike that only humans, monkeys, and cats have, a receptor for that? And then how in the world is only that humans had this furin cleavage site that cleaves the furin site on this, and what's going to work and not work? So even we were in a great world of unknown, but we could still draw upon the vast experiences we've had taking care of people with viruses, especially immune-compromised people.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, I will never, ever, ever listen to any government official tell me about anything about medicine ever again. I mean, the number of things that they've got wrong is just, it's incomprehensible to me. And, you know, it's just unbelievable. All right, quick break. More with Senator, Kansas Senator Roger Marshall, also medical doctor Roger Marshall on the other side. Then we'll get to your calls, 800-941-SHAWN, if you want to be a part of the program. And we have a live studio audience show tonight. Now, remember, if you want tickets, they're absolutely free. Just go to Hannity.com, sign up, and maybe we'll see you tonight. Anyway, 9 Eastern, Hannity, Fox, set your DVR. Quick break, right back. More with Dr. Marshall, then your calls.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Broadcasting throughout the greatest country in the world. You are locked in on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, we continue with Kansas medical doctor and senator. Roger Marshall is with us. So tell me a little bit more. Is there anybody that's co-sponsoring this with you? Anybody else? Anything we can do to help you?
Well, it's going to be tough over here without having the majority. But Rand Paul and I are on the Homeland Security Committee, and that would be an appropriate place to get an EcoHealth, go through their grant process, and look and see where the money is following. You can go to marshall.senate.gov. We've got our videotapes. Jim Jordan and I did a videotape together going back through the origins of COVID. Our timeline that we did over 2 years ago is still valid, so I think it's educating yourself. Eventually, we need Gary Peters, who's the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee, to say, yes, we need a hearing on all of this. And we can start with EcoHealth without directly going after Dr. Fauci.
Let me ask you a last question about the WHO and the CCP and the latest developments there.
Yeah, you're understanding the problem with that, Sean. The head of the WHO was bought and paid for by the Communist Chinese Party. This is one of the first reasons back in January of 2020 I was suspicious of COVID. When I found out Tedros' history, when I found out they were leading the charge to investigate this, and this guy was basically working for China. And by the way, the only one from America on that scientific review was Peter Daszak from EcoHealth. Bells and whistles went off. That's why it's great to be part of the doc caucus over here. When I asked the doctors about the WHO and Dr. Tedros, all the antennas went off. All of us said, oh my gosh, we smell a skunk here. Why is the CDC hiding this from us? Why are they telling the press that we have scientists in Wuhan, China, when actually they're in Beijing, China, thousands of miles away? Don't trust the WHO. They're way outside of their lane right now. They need to be focused on clean water, clean sewage, that type of thing. They're way outside their lane right now.
Oh, we really appreciate people like you in D.C. and the swamp. I don't know how you do it, but Dr. Roger Marshall, Senator Marshall, I think I'd prefer to call you doctor. It's almost an insult to say senator these days with some of the people that you're stuck working with every day. But we really appreciate your expertise. You've been a very, very steady voice during this entire pandemic. We really appreciate it. Senator Marshall, Dr. Marshall, thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
James Comey, you have the right to remain silent, and you might want to use it. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, 25 now till the top of the hour. We're going to hit the phones for the final half hour of the program, and 800-941-SEAN, our number, if you want to be a part of the program. I want to remind you, these are tough economic times. Ever since I was in a position to save money, you know, I talked to as many smart people as I could. I can't tell everybody what to do. I'm not in the financial services industry. But the one common theme I always got was, hey, diversification. You got to be smart. Don't trust the stock market. If people say, I got a hot tip on a stock, usually they don't. And so anyway, so I've been very smart about it, in my opinion, and things have worked out pretty well. I partnered with some really good people. Thank God they got a hold of me early in my career. And I always thought I was going to get fired, so I thought I had to save every penny I could. But I've always made gold and silver part of my portfolio. And that's why it's critical. I'm telling you, I really strongly suggest you talk to your financial advisors, see what they say. And the reason we partnered with Goldco is because I've done my research. Now, this is a great company, an incredible reputation in the precious metals market. And I have done this my entire life, and it's worked out very well for me. And it's also a hedge against inflation. And you know what? It's also real money. And depending where, you get a safe deposit box, whatever. Right now, by the way, at Goldco, they're giving up to $10,000 in free silver while supplies last. You can find out how. Also, as a fan of this show, mentioning my name, you can get a free Ronald Reagan silver coin. Look, with all the disastrous economic policies, war, inflation, another recession on the horizon. Now you add to that bank failures, bailouts. Well, call Goldco today. Check in with your financial advisor, 855-815-GOLD before it's too late. And if you tell them I sent you, you get a free Ronald Reagan silver coin. 855-815-GOLD. 855-815-GOLD. And I'm so glad that I invested in gold at a pretty young age. Linda, I got some ounces at like $300.
How old were you?
I was in my 20s when I started making a little bit of money. I just put
I tell you, man, between the real estate and keeping like just some gold and precious metals around, I mean, our dollar is worthless right now.
I always say to you know who, my financial advisor, I want you to reduce my risk with the market. I don't trust it. And that's my particular point of view.
How could you trust it when you have Yellen talking out one side of her mouth, Powell talking out the other side, nobody's agreeing, and Joe Biden's talking about ice cream?
And he's talking about raising taxes on everything. Oil, gas, coal, pensions, corporations. Gee, this is working out so well for us, isn't it? All right, let's get to our phones. Joe in Illinois. Joe, hi, how are you? Glad you called, sir. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, my friend. What's going on?
Okay. It's an honor to talk to you. And I was wanting to talk about the presidential election that's coming up. But first, I wanted to tell you, I'm so glad to see you always on your show that Biden left Americans in Afghanistan. And I don't understand why you're like the only one I see that does that. It's like the press hides it.
You know what's sad? And we highlighted this the last 2 days on the program, actually in last week on the program. Anthony Blinken, before the Senate in a committee hearing, admitted we still have, he says, probably more, 175 Americans in Afghanistan, abandoned by Joe, who promised he wouldn't do that, to George Stephanopoulos, and also acknowledged that many of them are hostages. We have a hostage crisis that our government hid from us until that hearing. I had never heard of it before.
They hide so much. It's just unreal. It makes me sick. We owe so much to the veterans. You know, we wouldn't even have the freedom today if it wasn't for them. And it's like Biden doesn't care. He treats them awful. It's just like, and the press, they hide it. You're, like I said, you're the only one that I know that says anything. I have a lot of friends that are veterans, and they talk to me, and it's like they feel like they just, they feel lost. And what can you say to them?
It's such a good point. What can you say to them? You know, look, I think this is now unfolding as the single greatest failure of a president in the modern era. And it's amazing that all the media wants to focus on is hopefully getting an indictment against Donald Trump. And they're not focused on the fact that their president is failing us at a high, high level. And that the world is now changing before our eyes because of America's absence on the world stage. What's happening with our economy? What's happening at the borders? What's happening with, energy dependence is now back. What's happening with a woke military? What's happening with, the climate cult, New Green Deal, socialism is now being allocated massive amounts of money in every single department, including our defense department. That's all unfolding in real time in this country. It's funny. Neil Bortz, he's a great talk show host, 40 years on the air, and he's retired, and we still stay in touch. And one time, it was after 9/11, I said, I always thought you were way too serious on the air. You know, you didn't joke around as much as he did. He was, by the way, he's funny as hell. He's funnier than I am. And he's smart as a whip. And he said, after 9/11, I have a totally different attitude. I said, what do you mean? He goes, you were right and I was wrong. In other words, there are not enough of our voices out here. And these times are serious. And yeah, I can screw around, mess around, talk to Linda. You know, that's always fun. Sean, how you doing? How's your coffee? What's up? Talk radio, New York. I love New York. New York is awesome.
You should remind the audience what? That the first 5 years you didn't even talk to me, so.
Well, you say that. That's revisionist
history. First of
history.
All, that is not fake news. The fakest news ever is you trying to say that it didn't happen.
Well, Ethan is on my side on this.
He's so not on your side.
He wasn't even there.
The one thing I will say is she has not said New York is awesome in a long time. I don't think
New
anyone on the staff has
New
said
York,
that in a long
New,
time.
New York sucks.
I hate it.
I'm so
what a vibrant passion that never ceases.
So done with it. But anyway, I digress. Anyway, what else did you want to add?
Well, I wanted to say, too, I don't understand this. I mean, like, you're talking about Trump and Biden and stuff. And we know this is ridiculous what they're doing to Trump. I honestly believe if he wasn't running for president, this wouldn't even be an issue. It wouldn't be up here. And it's like, how come nobody will cover or say anything about the Biden family with the money coming from China? Don't you think that's a little bit more important than what this is?
Yeah, I would think so. You mean a 7-year-old issue or the civil case in New York with some former television host and an allegation of rape or sexual assault inside of a changing room at a department store?
Can I just add one point here? And I'm sure the caller would agree. Not for nothing. If you know Donald Trump, you know one thing. The man is a germaphobe. He ain't touching nobody, nowhere. He doesn't even shake hands. He does a pound. Honestly, it's just not his thing. He's not touching somebody in a department changing store. Be real. Come on.
It's insane.
Oh, it's insane. Honestly, I don't even know why he would run against what they have done to this guy. What they, you know, they basically have destroyed this guy, and he just wants to run for this country. I couldn't do it, what he's doing.
Well, November 2024 can't get here soon enough. Next year, this time, we're going to be in the middle of the primary season, and it's going to be very contentious, and a lot's going to happen between now and then. A lot. I cannot predict what China and Russia and Iran are going to look like a year from now. I cannot possibly predict, where these legal issues with President Trump are going. We don't even know who all the potential Republican candidates are going to be.
Oh, I know. You ready?
Yeah.
It's Donald Trump and everybody else. It's not Donald Trump. That's the way the ticket reads.
That probably is a good way to put it. they have so smeared, slandered, besmirched, and tried to destroy this man. I don't know how he gets out of bed every day. And you know what? I've got a pretty thick skin. I can take a lot. There are lies written, told about me every single day. Quotes in the paper. Sean Hannity said this one thing. Wait till I can actually talk about it and tell you what the next sentence says. Because the next sentence puts all the context in the world into the one line that they leak. But that's an average day for me. So, it's... I'm not complaining. Don't misunderstand. I don't talk about it often, but it is nasty out there.
Listen, I think you're a human being. You're entitled, just like everybody else, to have a minute. And I think if we're all going to have a minute, yeah, sure, you may be successful. You're doing all right. Okay, fine. But at the end of the day, people talk a lot of trash and people like to talk all the time. And I have to tell you, I think if most Americans were exposed to having all of their text messages released to the American public, having a team of lawyers go through all their private business because somebody said something that had no basis whatsoever because they weaponized every single department of this government, they'd be real upset. But because it's not happening to them and they can hop on the bandwagon because we have a bandwagon mentality for all these woke as a joke people out there. And yes, some of the GOP, we actually know what woke means. So don't judge us all by one. So at the end of the day, please don't stand there and tell us that we don't know what it feels like, because we do. And Trump, for whatever you might say about him, you were better off when he was in charge. That's all there is to it. We were safer. We were stronger. We were wealthier. Period.
Well said. Appreciate it, Joe. Dennis in Iowa, where the Iowa caucuses get things kicked off next year. How are you?
Hey, well, pretty good. How you doing, Sean?
I'm good, my friend. What's happening?
Okay, so do you remember back when the baseball was moved from Georgia to Colorado?
Yeah, I do. Why?
Okay, so what ended up happening is a lot of people from Atlanta lost a lot of income. They ended up, the baseball team ended up.
It was estimated to be over $100+ million in revenue lost.
Yes, sir. So what ended up happening to the championship? Went to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Okay. That their college football the same year ended up winning the championship. So the Democrats decide this year that we're going to move the first caucus out of Iowa, where I'm from. Okay. And where are they taking it to? South Carolina.
Yep.
Okay. Final four women's. Who's playing? Iowa versus South Carolina.
So you think God has his hand over who's winning these matches because of liberal Democrats? I don't know. I don't know what's in God. Listen, the one thing I know is our human, tiny, you know, minuscule specks of dust, minds, heart, soul. We cannot understand the majesty of God. I just marvel at it and understand that if he wanted me to know, I would know. But I don't know. But I do believe that God blessed this nation. I do believe in the Judeo-Christian principles that built it. I do believe it in the concept that rights come from God, not from government, natural law, endowed by a creator, not by a government. And that is what has made us unique and different. And we seem to be abandoning that now.
Yep. And it seems like every time that we get on the right track, abortion issue is it shouldn't even be an issue.
Well, you know what? It's an issue for the states, and now the states have to decide. That's all there is to it. And the states, you know what? They have an obligation to really think long and hard about what their laws are, what they want in their respective states. I think there's going to be very few states that totally outlaw, restrict any abortion. But even if that happens, that won't prevent somebody from getting an abortion. If they go across the state line, they will be able to do so, which is where I think it should be. I wish, you know, when Marjorie Taylor Greene said it's time for a divorce, we were the only ones to ask her what she really meant by that.
Wait a minute, but we did it on our show. I got to find these tapes. Back in the day, it was do you remember it from like 2008? We had this guy on.
What guy?
And he, this
what
guy.
What guy?
We're talking about a guy. I got a guy.
Talking about a
he
guy.
He came on the show. He had this awesome thing. He did it. He called it the National Divorce. And he said, you know, we'll take, you know, BBQ. You guys take snow in Utah. We'll take California sunshine. You guys can take traffic in New York. You know, it was hysterical.
No, and I was like, you can have New York, California, Washington.
You remember, right? I can't find it anywhere. If any of
Oregon,
our listeners out there, if you guys know, please.
Illinois, New Jersey, and New York.
I would love a copy.
But that's not what she was talking about. My point is, she was saying give the power back to the states. And take some of the overreaching power of the federal government away from them and out of their hands. I mean, it's really that simple. 800-941-SHAWN is the number. Good call. Appreciate it. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. But let not your heart be troubled. We have amazing Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern, audience show. By the way, if you'd like to be a part of our audience, especially if you are a New York WOR listener, New Jersey, Long Island, you're welcome to come. Tickets are free. Just go to Hannity.com. We'd love to see you. We have a great time. We have a lot of fun. It's a pretty raucous crowd every night. We're throwing footballs all over the place and just having a good time. Anyway, tonight we have Senator Ted Cruz, Senator Marco Rubio, Pam Bondi, and Greg Jarrett on the law. I did a list of fun questions for Trump that we haven't aired yet. And it's just, you know what? I just decided to change up the momentum a little bit. I think you'll like it. 9 Eastern, set your DVR. Hannity tonight, Fox News. See you then. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.